school run.
I have to say, I'm so excited about this one. It's become an annual tradition now to talk about it and celebrate it, because Christmas definitely is in the air. And one of my favourite traditions is celebrating quite the major milestone. Of course, I'm talking about the Elf on the Shelf. It's celebrating 20 years of festive fun, family tradition, and of course, abundance of mischief. It began as a very simple family story, but I think it's fair to say it's grown into a global phenomenon. More than 31 million scout elves, elf pets and elf mates have been adopted worldwide. And to celebrate 2 decades of elf magic, one of the founders of Elf on the Shelf, Krista Pitts, is here in the studio to just reflect how their family story has become one of the most beloved festive traditions of our time. Krista, it's great to have you back on Radio London, and Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Merry Christmas. So good to be here.
Do you know, for me, I've had the good fortune of speaking to you over the years, and your mum is such an amazing person, the way that she started this small, simple family tradition. And I have her to thank and you to thank, because now it's become something that I have the joy of with my own daughter. But for any of our listeners who don't know, Krista, I know it's shocking, but there will be some people who don't know. Can you give us context of how this tradition began in your home with Elf on the Shelf?
So I won't tell you how many years ago it happened.
Okay, fine.
But yes, when we were growing up, my sister and my brother and I were told that we had an elf that worked for Santa Claus that lived in our home.
Yeah.
And that elf's name was Fisbee. And Fisbee would arrive at the holiday time. For us, it was Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And then we would race out of bed in the morning to find Fisbee, who returned year after year after year to our home. And at nighttime, while we were sleeping, Fisbee would be in Santa Claus's world, telling him what happened during the day. And in the morning when we woke up, he was in a different spot. So it was like hide and seek.
Yep.
And there were a few rules. First was, you weren't supposed to touch the elf,
right,
or it could lose its magic.
Okay.
And the second was, the elf is there to watch and listen, so the elf is not able to speak to you, because that is not possible. And for those people who have the Elf on the Shelf, they have to name it for it to have its magic.
And I have to tell you, this has then grown into this book and the Elf on the Shelf that you released 20 years ago. It's become the global phenomenon. Yesterday, we had singer, songwriter, performer Peter Andre on the show, and he said to me, Shay, I'm excited about Christmas, 1st of December, but straight away we've been thinking about these elves on the shelf, the Elf on the Shelf. And I have to tell you what happened this morning, because yesterday night, I have to tell you this, Luna the Elf, that's the name of the elf in our house, Luna the Elf, was there when Mummy, when I told Tyra, please don't forget to take your uniform, your school uniform, and fold it away. And I think you already know she didn't do that. She did not fold her uniform away, as Mummy asked. Well, Luna the Elf was not happy about that, Krista, because this morning, when Tyra woke up, she couldn't find her uniform. And when she went downstairs, I don't quite know how Luna the Elf did this, but managed to get all of Tyra's uniform scattered all over the Christmas tree. It was quite a sight.
Well, it's because Luna heard you say, we need to make sure this gets folded up, and
exactly,
that's what's going to happen.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Naughty Tyra, but then again, this is the part of the fun and the mischief of our beautiful Elf on the Shelf, isn't it? Because they are the Elf on the Shelf right now. The elves are here in London, as they are across the country.
Yes.
What message do you have for any kids that are in the car and they're listening to this? They're understanding the whole story of Elf on the Shelf. They need to be, you know, more attentive to what Mummy and Daddy are saying, I think.
Absolutely. And again, the elf is there to watch and listen. So that includes all of the things, the good things, the kind deeds.
Yes.
Maybe you know someone who needs something and you might be able to help them. So those are the reports Santa wants to hear about, just as he also needs to know, are you listening to Mommy and Daddy?
Exactly.
Are you being attentive to what your teacher is telling you to do at school? These are the things the Elf on the Shelf is there to report about, because we are in the final stretch.
Oh, yes.
Just days remaining until Santa's flight.
Oh, absolutely. And I know there's going to be restless nights until Santa arrives. But this is a full report that Elf on the Shelf sends back to Santa. I just want to know, for you and your family, How do you feel about 20 years of Elf on the Shelf and the way in which this has become a global phenomenon? You know, families in London, in Tokyo, in Bangkok, in Delhi, in New York, everywhere across the world are now taking part in this festive tradition that began in your family home.
Yeah, it's legacy. You know, I think more than anything, it's just an opportunity to reflect on something that began in our home that was right in front of us and changed our lives.
Yeah.
By us pursuing this and sharing it with other people. We loved it so much when we were growing up, and we would run to the elf and tell him what we wanted for Christmas, or that we had changed our mind, or really would think through in a more thoughtful way than you normally do.
Yeah.
How we could be kind or thoughtful or helpful,
yeah,
or make the season more magical. And those are the types of conversations any parent wants to have with their children about the kind things you could do. Who could we help? What does that look like for Christmas? People are needy, probably now more than ever. So how can you take what your family has as a blessing and share it with other people?
I asked Tyra on the school run this morning if she was happy for me to share this you. And it's, I think, another element to for our listeners as well to understand why Elf on the Shelf for children is so important. So the Elf on the Shelf arrived early in our house, Krista, this year.
Wow.
That's because Tyra's grandmum, who has terminal lung cancer, has been really ill. God, I feel so emotional. She's been in hospital, and having Elf on the Shelf come early has been so special for Tyra. And actually, for a lot of children who are going through hard times during Christmas, having the Elf on the Shelf brings about magic and happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel a bit emotional. I wanted to talk to you about that and how important that is for young children.
You know, we hear that a lot. We've heard about deaths in families where the elf comes back and the children see this spark of joy and hope, because often it's something they don't necessarily understand.
Yeah.
But they know that the elf has been with them for a very long time. And the elf is going to be with you the rest of your days. And then even on to your own family in time. I'm so sorry to hear about your family. But this is something in a small way where we feel we can bring that promise of hope, that thought of holiday magic. And Santa will grant special permission for the elves to come back for all sorts of things, whether it's something that brings joy like a birthday or something a little more sad where you're having to say goodbye.
Thank you for that. I genuinely didn't expect this to hit me of all the things I talk about. But yeah, it does show how Elf on the Shelf can really help parents, children, when they are going through a difficult time during Christmas. It's a magical time. It's a time for family, for fun, but it can be a very difficult time as well. And I think, it's something I'm learning, that actually Christmas is about reflection with your loved ones. But isn't it funny how Elf on the Shelf can bring some joy when you are going through difficult times?
You know, I think that's one of the most important things, is that, you know, when you're going through something rough and it's touching you in all the ways across your family, and you're just wanting to be in a space where something feels comfortable and hopeful, that brings a little wonder back into your lives when someone that you love so much is on a different path and it's time for a new chapter, to have something familiar that you know and you love and that your family knows and loves, and now you're laughing again and you're telling the stories, even stories that the elf heard through the years where it's been in your life.
Yes,
that's what it's all about.
I couldn't agree with you more. And also, it's funny how the Elf on the Shelf gets naughtier and naughtier.
I might have to talk to Luna about this.
We are. I wonder what is going to happen next. It's always a pleasure having you here, Krista. Give us details. How can people find more? Because there's a beautiful storybook that comes along with your Elf on the Shelf as well. So tell us about that, just finally.
Yes, please go to elfontheshelf.co.uk. You can find out about how to adopt a scout elf of your very own. We have an entire Santa verse of character.